Aula News, noticias que interesan.
The podcasts, or just, I would say, male-dominated places, all the comments are always so negative. I feel way more negative than the female ones. And I feel like it's more judgmental as well, and more opinionated. So I stay clear of that.
I find it easier to bring it up around women and say, yeah, like, oh, like, I started, you know, watching Formula One, like, are you interested in it? Quicker than maybe like around some men I'd be friends with, just because there is that little bit of like, if they say something, if they're like, oh, like, name every world champion ever, like, that little bit of ridicule or that little bit of kind of disbelief.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of, and like, especially since I've only liked it since August, and I'm like, it's a sport with such a long history.
Yeah.
You kind of, I didn't want to be ridiculed or anything for liking it. So I love to talk about it. If anyone will listen, I will talk. But especially because none of my like closer friends really follow it, I try not to shy away from it too much, because like then you're letting someone else win, and like, yeah, that's not fair.
So have you ever felt excluded from the community or a section of the community due to your gender? And this can be online again or in discussion.
There's definitely a stigmatism around like Drive to Survive fans, and I saw TikTok on this about an hour ago, and it was someone saying like, why are the females who watch Drive to Survive considered fake fans, but when the men watch it, it's like for research or for fun? Like, why are women so like ostracized, even though like they could have the exact same knowledge, the exact same whatever, but like, because they're gender, it's straight away like, oh, you're a fake fan, like, you don't actually like this, you like looking at the good looking drivers. Like, 90% of the time they're in a car, they have helmets on, like, we don't care, we like to see cars go fast, like, that should be accepted.
Oh, one time someone I saw a comment online, it was like, oh, you want I'm sure the girls don't want a female driver in F1 that takes away the, like, another good looking, I'm like, No, it's representation. We really want it.
We really want it.
I think it's...
Sometimes I feel excluded when it's like, oh, who should have won this race? Oh, who's a good driver? I feel like it's definitely, I'm not like nearly as close to like say my opinion, because I just feel like it'll get rejected or be like taken negatively. I also feel like no matter what your opinion is, it'll get taken negatively from the males.
Do you feel Drive to Survive has helped the female fans?
So I'd say because of like the popularity of Drive to Survive, there's kind of, women have made it known that they're like very underrepresented in the sport as a whole. So I would say that kind of gave like the FIA, kind of gave F1 and the FIA kind of like hurried them up and like realized like you need to nurture women and women's talents.
And so one time did I say that I liked, you know, Checo, he had like a really good race or something, and I said it to someone and they're like, oh, so you like him but he's not that good looking. I'm like, he can have a good race, he can be a good like, I don't get it. And I've seen it quite a bit, and I think that would discourage girls from saying who their actual favorite driver is.
I saw a post by this F3 driver, her name's Sophia Florisch, I think she's German, and she said that she's criticized because she can't afford to go into a higher up team, but it's not lacking her talent or anything, it's just women are underfunded and they lack sponsorship. Even on her car, most of her car, her name is on the car, and that's probably the biggest sponsorship, if you will, on the car, simply because she's not being sponsored. I think F1 Academy, if done right, can be very helpful. I think it's annoying in ways that there has to be an F1 Academy, that women have to be treated separately to all the boys.
And then you get into the whole kind of the other side of it, where it's like kind of within the industry, it's like if you take on the pit stop lads, and it's like if two women were to get on, and talk and say the exact same thing word for word that they are saying. Now, I know the two lads did get slated for mm-hmm. a few occasions for mistakes that they made, but
yeah,
like they're getting slated. Imagine what if
yeah
were on it, like the stuff that would be said about them.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
still be going.
Yeah, because the bit, like, I love the pit stop ads, they're hilarious.
Yeah,
but like if a girl, if two girls did that, like, it would be, oh, you're only watching it because it's like a fad or like, you know, a new yeah. fashion or whatever. I'm like, because they're fans of, like, what was it, like wrestling or something, I think, and
yeah,
they have the
along those lines. And mm-hmm. it's like you're watching them and you're like, no, this is good though, like you can tell they really enjoy it as well, and
yeah.
it feels very, their conversations feel very familiar, I think, as
yeah.
like I am a new fan, like I came completely from Drive to Survive.
Like, women are there.
Yeah.
They're behind the scenes. They're doing, like, there's, like, Hannah Smith, like, doing amazing things at Red Bull, doing strategy. There's Ruth Buscombe, who does the Alfa Romeo strategy. Like, women are there, but they're just not given the same attention. Like, whenever Red Bull does well, it's, oh, yeah, Adrian Newey. Like,
yeah,
he's great. And he is. Adrian Newey is good. But Hannah Smith, who's strategizing, pretty sure she's senior strategizer
yeah.
person. Like, she's just as much
they're
involved
team, like.
Their team exactly, but like everyone seems to overlook the women and just focus on the men, and I think that's unfair.